Village of Mayere, embraced by the Dunayets. Paper withstands a lot, but not everything. Parchment paper, on which we find the first written mention of the village of Mayere, holds up a little better. The year 1568 sounds quite impressive, but it is very probable that the village was established 2 centuries earlier. Monks of the Carthusian order settled on the border of Poland as early as the beginning of the 14th century. While living their solitary life in the village of Lechnica and Czerwene Klasztor, they also managed the land in the area of the current village of Mayere. Just as the water of the majestic Dunayets changed the raw nature, time changed the owners of the land. After the local Carthusian and Camaldolesian order ceased to exist, the Emperor, Joseph II, was left with an unoccupied area with strategic potential. In 1786, inhabitants from Swabia moved there. That was one of the reasons why the area was named Upper Swabia, and only in 1920 is there mention of the old Grange. The current name, Mayere, has been used since 1948. The Guardian of the White Treasure. Only 100 inhabitants guard the precious treasure of the Zamaguria region. From time immemorial, the land has been sprinkled by sweat, which always gave out less sustenance than necessary. However, unique herbs, which are very much liked by the sheep herds even today, flourished in the meadows. Dairy products from the chalet Salash Pinyeni rank among the treasures from the dairy farms, and they not only taste delicious, but are also nourishing and healthy. A water highway. Nothing is more characteristic of the village of Mayere than the river Dunayets. It drifts like a groom after his bride Vestilla, northbound, so they can visit the Baltic Sea in a loving embrace. The rippling surface creates a water highway full of fish. In the past, the inhabitants of Mayere used this strong element as a transportation thoroughfare for trading wood and other products. Today we can see the skillfulness of young men steering crafts with visitors. The dock Mayere is the ideal starting point for the 11 kilometers long sail on wooden rafts to the village of Lechnica. This extraordinary attraction offers beautiful nature scenery for your eyes and the right dose of adrenaline for your heart. Be drawn into the National Park of Pieniny. Those who have once sailed through the Dunayets Gorge will probably want to know the entire beauty of the smallest national park in Slovakia. What could be healthier than to grant your lungs crystal clear air while taking a hiking tour along the river? For those who are in love with speed, there is the possibility of exploring the area by bike. In Czerwene Klasztor, you can choose a beautiful hiking tour crossing the pedestrian bridge over the river Dunayets. The climb to Three Crowns will reward the visitors with a pristine view of the entire Zamaguria region from the Polish side. Enticing surroundings. If you start your journey from the village of Mayere in any direction, you will find only beautiful places. In the direction of the village of Astonia, which is 20 kilometers away, you can enjoy the sight of traditional architecture and the life of the Zamaguria region. Southbound is the famous treetop walk in Bakladova Dolina, which is 42 kilometers away. If you want to do something good for your health, you can head to the climatic spa next to the therapeutic spring Smerjonka, which is 5 kilometers away. History lovers will be impressed by the town of Kežmarok, with its town castle and the wooden articular evangelical church, a UNESCO World Heritage, which is 40 kilometers away.